Welcome back. Our fifth Karma Koala mini bite with Rod Kite of Kite Law. And I'm going to, in this final one, sort of cover my last four questions with a simple question. What states, which he's already answered, are saying, well, what states are saying no to banning hemp-derived cannabinoids? And should I take my business there?
Well, I'm sure. Well, you know, I think that, again, I said in a prior episode that probably the top three or four states for hemp, the hemp industry is North Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, maybe West Virginia. And those tend to be fairly progressive when it comes to hemp. That being said, every single session in each one of those or most of those states, we see efforts to undermine the hemp industry and prohibit it or regulate it out of existence. And so, you know, there is no state where it's absolutely safe and you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. This is we're in the middle of what is a golden age for cannabis right now. But in order to preserve and expand that, you just have to be engaged politically. But I'd like to expand on that because, you know, there are states that are not saying no. Did I say that right? That, you know, that are saying yes to hemp cannabinoids, yeah, but that are regulating them. And maybe they're regulating them in ways that we don't completely agree with, but at least it's a stab, you know, that's going in the right direction. And some of those states, you know, Tennessee has some brandy regulations that mostly get it right with a pretty glaring exception when it comes to THCA. You have Georgia that has a brand new hemp law that's not bad, with one glaring exception happens to be THCA. You have Florida. The governor just vetoed a terrible
bill. I was about to
bill.
Ask about Florida, yeah.
Yeah, and so the bill that was, the law that was in place wasn't, again, it wasn't like some gold standard, but it's a pretty good bill. The regulations are a bit overreaching. I'm actually involved in some litigation on some of the regulations down there, but there are states that are trying to do it right. And I think, you know, in a prior conversation you and I had, we talked about education and educating lawmakers, and typically they hear, you know, again, just the top line headline stuff. And so they hear, oh my gosh, synthetic cannabinoids are terrible. Oh my gosh, you know, they're selling, you know, THCA flower that's just like legal weed and that's not fair, or whatever it is. They hear the top line without getting the true education and the analysis so that they can craft reasonable laws and reasonable regulations. And that's one thing that we're trying to do. In fact, before our talk today, the conversation I was on immediately prior to this was with a Department of Agriculture from a state that I won't name right now since we're in conversation, about how to interpret and best promote their regulations to support the hemp industry.
Education and publishing. I've been saying this for years, but of course, because, you know, talk about education and publishing, and anybody in the cannabis industry just sort of blanks over. But it's the future of cannabis and hemp is information, data, education, publishing, government. Those are my key words. I don't know whether you agree or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I agree. So that's why, you know, in addition to just sort of practicing law, you know, like, you know, with my clients and just doing my thing, and there's nothing wrong with that, I really try to take a strong stance, and I publish in a blog. I always read your stuff, Sean. You've been doing it for years and years and years, and have great resources. The Canna Law blog does a phenomenal job. You know, they're lawyers who are also, you know, trying to publish stuff that gets the word out, helps their clients, but also helps, you know, helps regulators and lawmakers make good decisions. So publishing, advocating, reading, writing, talking is all of fundamental importance right now.
Fantastic, Rod. Well, thank you very much once again for your final hemp mini bite. I hope this series of five, if you've been listening to them, will sort of give you a bit more insight without having to listen to the likes of me drone on for half an hour at a time. you know, short, sharp is what we need. Thank you very much, Rod.
Thank you, Sean.